Shall we stand and sing a little bit?
I do.
Oh, is that working better? Here we go. Clap your hands, all ye people, show that you got.
Tontine would be willing to come forward to translate the sermon for me. I'd appreciate it. I'm putting her on the spot. She didn't know I was going to ask her to do this. So, let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you again for this day. We ask that your Spirit will guide us to hear the message you have for us today, that we might leave encouraged in our faith. We give you this time. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. Amen. Perhaps you are aware of the debate about the planet or non-planet Pluto.
Yes.
So I grew up being taught that Pluto was a planet because it was this really large object that went around the sun.
Pluto is a planet, because
then the experts at the International Astronomical Union decided to define what a planet is, and when they did this, they made this rule that a planet clears the neighborhood of the orbit around it. Yeah. I'll try. Here's the words.
Okay, by international, by the amount of the city, but you are in the plural in meaning, na in our own meaning.
So, according to this article written, that's published in Yahoo by William Cole, in 2006, when it was declared not a planet, 93-year-old Patricia felt like she lost her job. Her husband, Clyde, was the man who discovered the planet. And so she felt really good about knowing that she was the wife of the man who found the planet. Have you ever felt like you lost your identity? Although it's very painful, there are people in the United States who have tattoos that they're not proud of. And so they go to places like Homeboy Industries in East Los Angeles to have their gang tattoo removed. These tattoos were once a mark of belonging, and now they're a mark of shame. These tattoos identify them with a past they no longer want, and so they want to get rid of it to show who they've become and who they are growing to be. Have you ever felt ashamed about your identity and desire to remove those marks from your past? Some people say, who am I? And they find their identity in their accomplishments. Some people say, who am I? And they find the answer in how other people label them. Some people ask, who am I? And they just don't know how to answer the question. How do you answer that question? There's this man, Bill, from California, who was kneeling in prayer in the early hours of the morning. He was talking to God. He was confessing his sins and he was sharing how he needed to know that God loved him. While he was praying, his two-year-old little boy crawled into the room, walked over and placed his hands on his dad's hands. And he said, "Hi, special one.
Hi, special one.
Hi, special one." Today, I believe that God wants to remind each of you that you are His special one. You were created by God. In Genesis 1:27, we read, "So God created humankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them."
Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 nasema kama Mungu aliumba mtu kwa mfano wake. Aliumba mwanaume na mwanamke.
See, God not only created you, but God created you in God's own image.
Mungu hakukumba tu wewe lakini alikumba kwa mfano wake.
That's a really big deal.
Ile ni nzuri kabisa.
If we make something that reflects our image, we take pride in it, don't we? If we make something that we say, this is a part of me, we're proud. See, God takes pride in each of you. You're His creation. The psalmist writes in the 139th Psalm, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made."
Okay. Tuko mwimbo natoka msamu kama ni tranefu nasema ya kama uliniumba juu we wako. Na ulini transforme juu ni kuwe wako. Niko na kuabudu kila siku.
"Your works, God, are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth."
Kazi yako Mungu ni ajabu sana. Juu nilikuwa mtu mwenye kufichwa. Lakini ulinibeba, nilikuwa fashi ya sekro kanitosha hapo.
"Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before even one of them came to be."
Macho yako iliniona gisi nilikuwa transform, gisi nilikuwa chini na forme. Na ukanitia kila siku. Na ukanipaka mafuta.
See, God has been with you before you even knew you existed.
Mungu alikuwa na wewe mbele wewe peke yako unajua kama utakuwa hapo.
God has been with you before your parents even knew you existed.
Mungu alikuwa na wewe mbele hata wazazi wako wajua kama utakuwa hapo.
See, God is your maker and no life comes into existence without God's hand being involved.
Mungu alikuwa na wewe na sasa mtu hautajua kusema niko na Mungu lakini Mungu mkono yake ilikuwa pamoja na wewe.
You couldn't be here unless God willed you to be here. God, unless God chose life for you, you couldn't be here. So don't say your life doesn't matter.
Hauwezi kuwa hapa kama Mungu alisema ushukue hapa. Uko hapa kwa juu Mungu alisema uko hapa.
Don't look down on yourself.
Usijisikie haya wewe mwenyewe.
Because God willed you to exist.
Mungu aliumba juu uishi.
You are fearfully and wonderfully made. All of God's works are wonderful. Isaiah 64:8 records these words, "Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the work of your hands."
Isaiah 64 verse 7 verse 8 nasema kama Mungu uko baba yetu. Tunalalamika.
So the potter is the person who molds the clay. Who you take clay and you shape it into like a pot, and the potter is the person who makes it.
Iko sawa vile kama mtu kuna ma viungo vya budogo vile John tunaita kota. Ndio sababu ile Mungu alikuwa kota mwenyewe alikutengeneza wewe kwa ule mzuri.
See, you're not only made and designed and shaped by God, but I want you to know that God loves you.
Auna tu mtu mwewe alitengeneza na kutengeneza anapenda kuonesha kama Mungu anakupenda.
One of my favorite prayers in the Bible comes from Ephesians 3, and Paul writes,
Maombi yake sana sana napendaka sana natoka mu Ephesians chapter 3.
And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people.
Anapenda ukue mtu mwenye kusafile mzizi na
kumuumba wala kumuweka.
Anapenda kosa vile mzizi yenye bana kuweka fasi moya hivi.
To grasp how wide and long and deep.
Maana kosa vile maya yenye kumbunene, mkurefu, mafaso yote. Kosa vile mzizi yenye natambala mafaso yote.
She's translating my hands. is the love of Christ. And for you to know this love that surpasses knowledge. That you may be filled to the measure with all the fullness of God. See, God loves us so much that even though we're marred with sin, it is while we were sinners that Christ died for us. We didn't earn anything. It was a gift. For John 3:16 and 17 tells us that we know that God loved the world so much that he gave his only son. Now, okay, translate that first.
John chapter 3 verse 16 to 17 nasema ya kama tunajua kama Mungu alikuwa anatupenda tokala nileta mwana wake wa pekee.
As a person who has prayed for that day when God gives us our baby, giving up that baby is a big deal. But God gave his one and only son not to condemn us, but to save us.
So
this is what I want you to know. You are loved. Do you believe it, or do we need to say it again? You are loved. Yeah, woohoo! See, you don't have to believe Pontine or I or anybody else. You need to believe God. I want you to hear more what God's word proclaims to us. Where it tells us.
Romans 8:31.
If God is for us, who can be against us? Verses 37 through 39 says, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us.
Verse 36 mpaka 39 nasema kila kitu kyote tuko bashindi.
For I'm convinced neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons.
Mimi najua hakuna kifo, maisha au kila au ba malaika ba shetani.
Neither the present nor the future.
Vitu vya sasa ama vya mbele.
Nor any powers, neither height nor depth. Nor anything else in all creation. Nothing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. I'm going off script. As I was praying about what to preach today, and I read about all the disasters in the world. What really hit me was that God wants you to know he loves you still.
Mungu anasema engali nakupenda.
And if you think you're the exception to God's love,
kama unajua uko exception ku mapendo ya Mungu,
first of all, it's prideful.
Unapaswa kuwa mtu wa maombi.
Because you aren't. You are not an exception to God's love.
Nikusema hauna exception ku mapendo ya Mungu.
So think of this.
So was it?
In Job, we are reminded that God doesn't show favor to the rich over the poor. God expresses his love for us through his care of us. The psalmist asks, I lift up my eyes to the mountain. Where does my help come from?
Asema na nyanyua macho yangu kumilima. Jobu kunatoka msaada wangu.
And then he answers, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
Na jibu nakuya, jibu msaada wangu unatoka kwa Mungu.
He won't let your foot slip.
Ashita penda utereze.
He who watches over you, he'll never slumber. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going from now and forevermore. And so we're told in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 5, I mean chapter 5 verses 6 through 7.
Peter 1 chapter 5, 6 through 6.
Thanks for not translating my mistake. Humble yourselves therefore under God's mighty hand. That he may lift you up in due time. This is important. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. So when those storms come and the clouds cover the sky, the sun, I want you to know God hasn't left your side. In due time, God will lift you up. So don't worry. See what great love the Father has lavished on us. That we each should be called children of God. And that's what each of you are. But you, O Lord, are God, merciful and gracious.
Mungu uko Mungu wa huruma na Mungu wa upendo.
Slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness.
Shusha asira yako na mipaka yako kwa juu yetu.
So, who am I?
Mimi niko nani?
I am a beloved, created child of God.
Mimi niko mtoto wa Mungu mpendwa.
And who are you?
Wewe uko nani?
You are created by God.
Uliumbwa na Mungu.
You are loved by God.
Ulipendwa na Mungu.
And in Christ, you are a child of God.
Na ndani ya Yesu Kristo uko mtoto wa Mungu.
Don't ever forget this.
Usisahau kile maisha.
Amen.
Amen.